Hello, everybody. It is June 24th, 2021. It's 8:30 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. This is the Fakeologist speaking. I'm talking to you from Toronto on Terrible Canada, the COVIDian Canadian center where the simulation begins and hopefully maybe one day will end. This is my fourth show of the week, I believe. We are here Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. This is where we do a show, and we talk about my blog, fakeologist.com, and we talk about fakeotube.com, and we'll talk with just about anybody. And I have a new member, so I thought I would have a quick chat with White Rabbit. I'm going to join the Discord, which is at fake11.com/Discord. And then I'll bring the White Rabbit in here and say hello. So, White Rabbit, hello, how are you? Go ahead, White Rabbit, speak. I think I got everything set up, right? Oh, no, it disappeared. Okay, let's try again. All right, let's try again. White Rabbit, hello, can you hear me? Interesting. I've got her unmuted. Okay, we have technical problems. Well, maybe she'll tune in a minute. I don't know. Everything was working fine in the audio chat. As well as a website, I also run an audio chat live server where you can join in live and talk with other fakeologists who have similar views as to what's going on in the world. So I strongly suggest you try that out and have a listen. Yeah, it appears that I don't know why I can't see the White Rabbit right now. It's kind of strange. Let's see. I might be doing something wrong, but I might not be. I don't know. Let's see here. Okay, well, maybe once she hears me, she can chime in. So if you want to join in, fake11.com/Discord, you go to the intake room, then you type the @ and the word moderators, and you ping the moderators, and one of them will join in and listen to you, your voice, to verify that you're in the right place. So let's go right to the blog, fakeologist.com. Actually, I forgot to update the blog right now. Mike was last night, so that's still stuck on my page. And let's go to the latest post, Nikita Khrushchev's speech in 1959. And here is an excerpt from that. Your children's children will live under communism. You Americans are so gullible. No, you won't accept communism outright, but we will keep feeding you small doses of socialism until you will finally wake up and find you already have communism. Was that what is happening around the world? Well, maybe more so in Canada, because we've always been a fairly socialist state. But I found that as an interesting post. I got that off Twitter. I get a lot of stuff off Twitter. If you can look at my main page here, Twitter is quite interesting, to say the least. It's a great place to do research. And the other place I spend tons of time is on Telegram. Unbelievably busy place. So many groups. It's off the charts. I couldn't even begin to keep up. My favorite Telegram channels are David Avocado, Yum Naturals, which is Amanda Vollmer. Jan Eric sends me tons of stuff. Canuck Law is on there now. Real Chris Sky, What's Up Canada, Kevin J. Johnson, Randy Hillier, Tanya the Herbalist, Cavan Talk, Amanda Forbes, Anna Maria, Kellyanne Wolf. There's just so many. Those are my top ones that I go to. And there's unlimited media right now. I highly suggest getting a Telegram account and taking a look there. Okay, let's go to the next post on fakeologist.com/blog. Canuck Law, who, of course, is my favorite Canadian discovery this year, canucklaw.ca. She does a great post on controlled opposition. And just about most of the people in the media promoted are controlled opposition. Now, when it comes to the COVIDian lockdown, lockup, she says there are a few ways the press can do this. Journalists can support government restrictions and take their subsidies. They can provide the faintest opposition to it. They cover stories while leaving out important details. None of this helps the public. And, of course, it exists in political spheres as well. Politicians can generally be lumped into one of two categories: pro-vaccine, pro-lockdown restriction, or pro-vaccine, anti-lockdown restriction. See how this works? Even the lockdown resistors support poisoning the public with God knows what. Now, the unacceptable topics that no controlled opposition will talk about: the vaccine companies and their history of poisoning people and being fined for it. Nobody in controlled opposition will mention that the vaccines are experimental. Okay, White Rabbit, let's try once more. White Rabbit, can you hear me? Nope. I don't know what's going on tonight. I'll just let her go back to the audio chat live stream. The vaccines, of course, are not vaccines because they do have not isolated SARS-CoV-2 or any other virus, because that's not how viruses work. They'll never be able to isolate a virus because they don't work that way. But since they're still calling them vaccines in this case, the official story is they are under interim authorization and they're not approved. So they're in the testing phases and you are the guinea pig. There are no longitudinal studies on the effects of such vaccines. Oh yeah, as in 5 to 10 years. That's really the length of time anything you poison your body with would need to see any kind of effect. What else are they not allowed to talk about? That governments are handing out money hand over fist to increase vaccine confidence. Yes, subsidies are off the charts. Most people don't know that manufacturers of vaccines are indemnified against lawsuits or legal action. They don't also mention that the PCR testing is not a test, but it's an amplification process, and therefore can't be used as a test. All it does is amplify things. That is not a test in any sense of the word test. It's just a process. The modeling is bogus pseudoscience. Well, for sure it is. And the modeling is based on the fact that viruses are contagious and can be spread exponentially. There's no proof that viruses, if they could be isolated, would be contagious. They've even tried to take the pus, the snot, even the blood from so-called ill people, and it's never made them sick in the same way. Although the one exception, I don't know if it's true, is our research on anaphylaxis, where Richet took the blood of a injected dog that was injected with a protein, probably a vegetable protein, I don't think he really said, and that blood is anaphylaxized. I believe that is the word. Anaphylaxis means removal of defense. That blood, when injected into a healthy dog, effectively had whatever substance in it that identified that or made it anaphylaxized. And then if it was injected again with a protein, same protein, that dog had another severe reaction and went into anaphylactic shock. That would be an experiment that showed that something got transferred via the blood. And I don't know if in 1913 they actually mentioned what that was. What else can't the media talk about or other politicians talk about? The virus patents are owned by Gates and Rothschilds. Many of them. Most of the SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. The virus has never been isolated, possibly doesn't even exist. I mentioned that. Media in Canada is being heavily subsidized. They don't mention that. They don't mention media in Canada is paid not to report the full truth. They don't mention the fact-checker groups in Canada are heavily subsidized, often by the same organizations that stand to benefit from mass vaccination. They don't mention that masks can cause long-term health problems. They don't mention that biological tracking has been in the works for a long time. They don't mention the Great Reset. They could refer to it as a conspiracy theory, which is a pejorative. It is a conspiracy. Yes, many corporations are conspiring to create a Great Reset, for sure. They don't mention that Bill Gates, Rockefeller, Bell, Alexander Graham Bell, I guess they're referring to, are eugenicists. They don't mention the drills. Dark Winter, Atlantic Storm. Teresa Tam's film. Yeah, you guys should watch that. I thought that was complete nonsense that this would happen in Canada. I really did. I watched that maybe a couple of years ago. There was also Clade X, Event 201. And, of course, that the politicians are lobbied for their stance heavily by the pharmaceutical business. They mention Max Bernier of the PPC party. He's pro-vax. He says he won't get it because he wants the choice, but he recommended that his father get vaccinated. And he is the one guy that many Canadians seem to be hanging their hat on. So he's not going to save you. Just like Trump is not going to save you in the U.S. Governor DeSantis, he's been exposed in the last couple days as he has only put explicit laws against vax passports. But he said and he also put some explicit information about the COVID vaccine. But he didn't rule out future isolation of people if another pandemic comes down the road. And we know that these are planned to be carrying on over and over again in waves. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, she's held in high regard. She didn't have any lockdowns in her state. Mind you, it's a very small state. Let's actually look that up. I meant to look that up. South Dakota. How many people actually live in South Dakota? It's a very rural state. Very small. Its biggest claim to fame, of course, is the Mount Rushmore. Let's look at Wikipedia. By the way, I use the Brave browser, and you can set the Brave browser to search the Brave search engine. How many people live there? Population, 800,000. Well, the city in the northwest corner of Toronto has the same population. Very few people live there. And most of it's rural, I suppose, and it would be very hard to enforce just about any of the measures. Sioux Falls is their largest city. The capital's Pierre, by the way. I bet you most people do not know that. But the population of Pierre is 100, or of Sioux Falls, the largest city, is 153,000. Oh, it says it's going to go up 30,000, or went up 30,000 since 2010. Wow, it's a boom town. That's a pretty small place, Sioux Falls, pretty small. South Dakota, very small. Okay, so getting back to that, definitely take a look at Canuck Law every single day. She puts all her notes, all the things she uses to research, and definitely have a look at her blog. Probably going to have her on again because she's putting out so much content. Very interesting. Okay. I actually reached out to Adam Skelly, who is the guy in Toronto that had his restaurant stolen from him by the chief medical officer of Toronto, who said she took it over. And then they sent all the king's horses and men to take over and keep people away from the entire street. And the horse even defecated in the restaurant, which is pretty disgusting. I'm sure they engineered that one, just back the horse up and then scare it and press the button and makes a huge mess in the restaurant. But the point of this, then I got this off the Kevin J. Johnson show that was on last night. It's on every night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Definitely worth a watch. Kevin's still in jail, week 5 or week 6. Definitely watch this show. These guys are doing great work. And I'll play a bit. I put it on FACO too, but they're on all the platforms.
You know, even a slight bit sketchy.
But in my case, we've brought 6 experts, and we've got them totally surrounded. Like, we got them on every single angle. PCR, asymptomatic transmission, variants of concern.
So Adam Skelly, somebody created a GoFundMe. It raised $300,000 or $400,000. He said they burned through most of the money. They have 6 experts, 6 lawyers. They're bringing a form of constitutional challenge to the government of Ontario, where they're asking them to prove there's an emergency here. And apparently Adam has 6 people, 6 experts, and the government has only brought forth 1, and they're trying to dismiss it as a vexatious lawsuit. And they're not doing a very good job defending the government side. They have 1 guy, and next Monday there's going to be a 2-day hearing on this. This, they say, is the most important lawsuit or challenge, constitutional challenge to the emergency order in Ontario. Without the emergency order in Ontario or anywhere else, the whole narrative, all the guidelines come down. The quaxination under emergency authorization, that all falls away. Everything undone gets undone. And all they have to prove is that there is no emergency. And the government has no proof of an emergency, so it all comes down. The next Monday, they want people to go to downtown Toronto, to the City Hall, which is in between the 2 court buildings, and go protest. I think it's in between the Superior Court, wherever this is being held, and Old City Hall, which I believe there's another set of courts there still. But I'm not sure where it is, so they just say go to City Hall. And Adam is going through his documentation here on this show. Well worth a listen. These guys are the tip of the spear in Canada challenging this thing. And I think all these guys are not grifters. I think they are doing real stuff, and they should be supported. There is no one else talking about this. The media is ignoring all this, which is, if you're into media fakery like I am, a great indicator that this is the real deal. I'll play a bit.
ICU admission statistics, like, I got my Freedom of Information request back and showed lowest rates in 6 years. How the government didn't do any cost benefit analysis. So that's just the evidentiary arguments, but then our legal arguments are very strong as well. You know, that they didn't actually have the power to do this, to just grant authority to the World Health Organization and declare a pandemic.
Hey, White Rabbit, can you hear me? Having a hell of a time tonight. I don't know if it's my end. You're muted now, White Rabbit, if you want to unmute and say hello. And I don't know what's happening, but I'll continue playing. You can unmute yourself and chat if you want.
So in the other challenges that have happened around the country, the Crown has brought more than 1 witness, and they've made a strong they've had a good evidentiary basis for their case. In my case, the Crown, it's like we've got them surrounded, that they've completely backed off of the evidence. They only brought 1 expert, and one of his opening lines was,
Monsieur Benoit,
you know, my lawyer asked me this cross-examination. So tell me, like, what's COVID-19? And he says, oh, everybody knows. Like, why are you asking me? Like, COVID-19's a virus. And yes. I'm laughing. I'm going, like, it's not a virus.
Okay.
My lawyer says, so tell me, what's the relationship between SARS-CoV-2 and COVID-19?
I just wanted to see why White Rabbit wasn't responding, so maybe there's a problem on her end. Okay, I appreciate you chiming in.
Yes, I think that, as I said on the other room, she may not be the most tech-savvy of our member, but we are there. We will give her all the assistance she needs until she figure it out, like we did with each and every new person that is joining us. So don't be afraid. Join us. We are there to help, and we will always find a way to get you through.
You got that right. Okay, so that is Adam Skelly. Definitely worth a listen, and definitely this could be a pivotal moment next Monday. The government is using what I call lawfare against people in Canada right now. They're jailing dissidents. It's basically Eastern Europe. It's definitely an authoritarian tactic just to jail people. It's disgusting. I don't know if many people in Canada even know what's going on, but if you want to know some of these activists that are doing good work, the best place is the Kevin J. Johnson Show, as far as I can tell. That's where you're going to get the best information. These guys are boots on the ground. They're actually going out and getting arrested and getting thousands of dollars worth of tickets. So this is where we're at in Canada. Will it get very far? I don't know, because obviously, it seems like the court system is heavily stacked against any regular people from using it or seeking remedy or getting any remedy from it. That's my impression. But they're trying.
I think that it's a great sign if they start to jail people. That's mm-hmm. the sign that they are losing. If it was possible to silence those people any other way, they would have done it. But it's not possible. So they have to resort to the worst tactic ever, creating martyr and political prisoner. So I think that they are losing already.
In Canada, yeah. Does this happen at all in Switzerland, or are you hearing anything about the UK? Is it happening there?
Not that I know of, and not that I know of, but maybe you are it more.
You're breaking up a bit.
With Canada, it's locked down. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, with Canada, it's locked down after lockdown, and they jail people. So I think that you are hit with that hoax harder than any other country, except maybe Australia.
Yes. Yeah, it's crazy. I would have never guessed it would have happened here. But I think, like I said many times, that they really want to flip Canada first. We are the most United Nation type nation that is vulnerable, and or we have the most resources that they really want to supply China with. They're manufacturing country of the world. There are many, I guess, good reasons. The only thing that doesn't really make sense is if we are America's biggest neighbor, we have the largest border with the U.S., you'd think that they would have some kind of sympathy or influence. But I think, unfortunately, that many of the border states are also being flipped at the same time into the New World Order. Maybe not as successfully, because they have, as I've said 100 times, a decentralized system where the sheriff of every county is the more powerful than the governor. We don't have that here. We don't have sheriffs. We don't have any of that local police force. And Canadians don't even understand the sheriff system. So we don't have that. I don't think it'll be as easy. Now, this is not really a fakeologist type post, OKKKK thug Ford, but I just put it in there because these premiers that are running our provinces that are so eager to destroy their own citizenry, the small businesses, you want to just sort of try and take a peek inside their mindset and what kind of people they are. And I just thought this was kind of strange that Thug Ford, his wife, and this is public information. I'm not doing any digging. It's in the mainstream media here. His wife and all his children have their names beginning with K, which, of course, is the 11th letter of the alphabet. And then my daughter was pointing out that the Kardashians do the same thing with the K's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah, I didn't. So I find it really odd that you'd name all your children almost exactly the same, by the way. It's almost like George Foreman. He has many, many sons, and they're all named George. So it's kind of a narcissistic, sort of psychopathic thing to do, I think. Yeah, you might think it's cute, but if you're thinking of your children in the future, I don't think it's, I think it's kind of an annoying thing to do. And this only became public today in my mind because his youngest daughter, who's a fitness person, allegedly is starting up her own cookie store, which doesn't really make sense, you know, so why would someone into fitness and health open up a cookie store? And she's naming it Kai Kai Cookies. I guess that's her nickname, Kai Kai. And the initials are KKK. I just found that very bizarre. Now, KKK is not a set of letters that most North Americans would promote. Because obviously it has a lot of nasty meaning when it comes to the South and Southerners and whites and blacks. So it's not good. So why anyone would do that? It's very bizarre, and maybe it gives us an insight into what kind of family is abusing this province. And yeah, there's you got to be a special person. Psychopathic, which means no empathy, to want to knowingly destroy the jurisdiction that you're ruling. Because there's no way you can isolate yourself from all the damage that you're doing. Now, if you're smart enough to realize this is all a scam, and I certainly believe that they know what they're doing, they know this is a scam, they know there's no contagious virus. And if they didn't know it at the beginning, they sure got to know about it now. So it's just very bizarre. And this is sort of an indicator of what kind of, person we're talking about. I always like to think of the best of people, but you cannot want to rule over people for this long and be known to be destroying the population and become public enemy number one and be able to put up with that for this long. It's got to be very difficult to do, and he's doing it. And when he puts his daughters or they go into the media as well, it makes you obviously have to take a look at them. I think the white rabbit's back.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes, I
can hear you. Okay, because I did some settings.
Yeah, hi, White Rabbit. I thought I'd say hi. You're from Toronto, hi. So I wanted to say hi to a Canadian.
Yeah, that's great. Hi.
Now, I saw you on Twitter, so I invited you over to the Discord so we could, because I always like to talk to people from Toronto, because even though we have millions of people in Toronto, I don't really have that many Toronto people on my talk show or blog, because they just don't come by, which is strange.
Everybody afraid to express themselves. People got so indoctrinated, politically corrected. They afraid to touch upon any subject. I really experienced this all through the 90s when I went to the college. It's really crazy here, you know. Like I always felt with my personality out of line here in Canada, because I'm from Hungary, I'm energetic, I express myself, and you know, and now that people got so scared by this COVID hoax, it's even more so I see happening. So what do you think about that?
Anyway,
I shouldn't interview you.
How long? Well, that's fine. How long have you known this to be a hoax?
Well, I always kind of knew the whole world is a hoax since I was a little child, but when I really started to research on, you know, those conspiracy theorists was like 2014, before I knew about the reptiles and this and that, but never even after it. But then my sister was looking for some type of job after on the net, and by accident somebody probably who had this Twitter channel, I don't know which was that, probably put it in the search, the keywords, that job search, because it popped up for my sister, one of these YouTube videos. So that was the time, 2014, when we started to watch and know about pretty much everything out there possible to know, but I'm sure there is more stuff there.
Yeah. What kind of country, when did you leave Hungary?
I came to Canada in 1987, and my twin sister came in 1998.
Well, is she an identical twin?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, that's amazing. What kind of country was Hungary at the time, and what kind of country is Hungary now? Because I really don't know anything about it, really.
Well, when I left Hungary, it was a communist country, but we had much more freedom than we ever have during this COVID. We were able to walk on the street, do pretty much everything. Was a huge rock scene, all types of, you know, I was like a more of a hipster kind of girl when I was younger. And I was always be around with the artistic underground community. I knew, and my sister was a, she plays percussion, so we were in the jazz scene, rock scene, we know all the artists, most of them who hanged out downtown and all the clubs. So I would say I had a great time in Hungary. I was there until I was 19 years old. So I felt free there, you know. I went around all countries around me, in and out. But because I was on the journey of the communism, which brought them down, you know. Like, before my generation, during the communism, they didn't have it that good. You hear me?
Yep, I'm listening.
Okay.
So do you think communism is coming to Canada? Do you see signs?
It's already here. We have to oppose. We cannot take this. It's going to be worse than communism.
Was that your twin sister who just said that?
Yes.
Okay.
Gina, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
Do you guys...
Hi.
Hello. What's your twin sister's handle? Gray Rabbit or... You're White Rabbit.
No.
I have Loud Voice on YouTube.
She is Loud Voice on YouTube.
That's your name.
We are trolling in the reply section. Because when you are in a reply section, lots of newbies see it, you know. So we are always there doing our info job. Like I do a lot of sports pandemic. I saw your video yesterday. Yeah. You put it out too. Yeah.
Yes. Do you know that I have a website called FakeOTube as well? FakeOTube.com?
Yes, I was there.
Oh,
I was
that's
on
right.
FakeOTube. I signed up.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, I'm following you.
Oh, right. You're right. I
because
saw you
I
yesterday.
Because I like your website. Yes?
Yes. Well, I'm glad you found it. I'm glad you guys made it. And please share it with all your friends. Please drop some links and share it far and wide.
Yes.
So you guys...
We make it viral.
I already linked you to my website. I'm starting this website. I don't know if you see it. WhiteRabbit.info.
Right.
And
I saw that.
I'm going to have a lot of free memes, anything, resources, posters, you name it. We are artists with my sister. So we create free images. Also, we're going to have store for not free images, but on this WhiteRabbit.info. Everything on the site is free.
Well,
for info warriors, content creators, to spread exactly the news you are spreading.
Okay, you haven't you haven't started the website yet. It's on GoDaddy, it says here. Is that correct?
On GoDaddy, no. Oh, maybe the domain could yeah. be, but...
Well, do you have... I'm looking at whiterabbit.info. There's nothing there right now.
Because you have to put white rabbit, plural, S.
Oh, white rabbit.
More than one rabbit.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, yeah, okay, yes. Gosh. Oh, that's both of you. You and your sister are the white rabbit.
It's a nice side. Yeah, I'm building myself. So it's a lot of work and
Oh, I see it now. It's overwhelming. Very good.
I hope some people are going to come along and help. You see it?
Yeah. So you think that communism is already in Canada?
Oh, yeah, for yes. sure.
Worse than communism.
Actually, it's fascism and communism at the same time.
Yeah. It's extermination of the human species with this COVID vaccine. We agree on that for sure.
Wow. You guys are doing your best to avoid the quaxination, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Oh, we expose the bastards. All
we exposing left anywhere we go. I talk to strangers. I address them if I see somebody in a mask. And I see that, you know, I have a chance to talk something. I say something. My sister says... Mask do not help. Revolution will help. So that's her slogan. So yeah, we're letting people to know that they don't have to be afraid. It's all a hoax. But we do must oppose to take them down and get informed and all that. But I get some success with some people, but not that much.
What? Yeah, me neither. What is happening in Hungary right now? Do you keep in touch with Hungary?
I would say exactly the same happening in Hungary, like everywhere right now with this COVID. I sometimes go on the news, they pushing the same divide tactics. Just like they did with Israel with that new election. Same going, they attacking Orban, character, assassination, all types of stuff. They use this one formula.
Every
country, maybe they tweak that a little bit to the culture or if it's certain religion, but the same divide and conquer we see everywhere with my sister. Right, Chichi? Yeah. Call my sister Chichi.
Chichi, how old is
And my name is Tunde.
Is what? Sorry?
I call my sister Chichi, everybody calls her Chichi, but her name is Chilla. Okay. And my name is Tunde.
Tunde.
T-U-N-D-E.
Oh, Tunde. Just Chichi. How old is that picture on your website?
T-U-N-D.
How old is that picture on your website?
Yeah, very old. Because I like that picture, and you know, I don't have a lot of pictures. I made a few new ones, so yeah, I should change it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we had so much fun on that day when we made that picture, so.
No, it's
and
great.
This way, you know, they don't see my real age, so a little bit helps with the identity, I guess.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's fine. I would use a young picture, too, as well. I don't really promote my own image. It's not important to the message, and I'm not big on videos anyway because I think it's a distraction to the message. We really need just to get the message out and get the visuals out from encumbering our message for sure.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I know a lot of video people just like looking at themselves and talking to themselves in their videos. And, you know, I don't mind, but I just find it a bit of a distraction. And it's also harder to save and share when it's a big, huge video file. Yeah, so we've been doing this for quite a while. So you and Tunde and Chichi... You both agree that as I'm always fascinated with identical twins because they're often used in deception as well. And do you guys tend to agree on just about everything being identical twins? Does your brain work the same way because you're identical twins? Physiologically, you're the same?
No, totally different.
Really?
That was her answer. Yes, we have differences and similarities.
No, but I'm wondering if you have more similarities.
We are different persons. Yes. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm just wondering. I can imagine you're different people. I don't want to discount that, but I'm just curious if, because you're physically the same, are your brain thoughts very similar because you have the same neural pathways? No. Okay.
No, because, for example, just to give you an example, my sister is more of a tomboy. We both tomboys in a way, but my sister, she can fix bikes. It's natural for her. She was excellent playing soccer. I mean, she put guys into shame when we were kids.
Right.
So she always, I think she was always more of a boyish side, you know?
Yeah.
And she like, so yeah, we have differences like that, but what we believe about.
Yeah, you broke up there. Say it again. Oh, you muted yourself. You gotta unmute yourself. You just press the mute button. Oh boy. Well, I think they're new to the Discord. It is a little tricky. You hit the mute button. I guess if you can hear me, of course you can hear me, but I can't hear you. So unmute yourself if you can remember to. Yeah,
I think it worked.
Yeah, you muted yourself. Go ahead.
So what we really agree upon, this whole movement of this COVID and the truth movement, we really have the same taste, and
right.
We are really on the same page, and with the spiritual beliefs, which are all the beliefs are now upside down, right? Because we learned so much extra was hidden. So with those things, we are always being on the same page. And I think that always been our saving grace in any trouble we went through life, you know, that we had this connection, at least on those levels, although we are different in many other ways.
Who do you...
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Sometimes I do pause to think a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay.
Excuse me. Sometimes I have a little bit of a pause. Pause is good. I can hear you. No, the system is working. You're transmitting perfectly to a live. You're transmitting to a live audience on fakeologist.com/live. If you ever want to listen, you can just go to that website, fakeologist.com/live. And we are transmitting tonight on YouTube. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, and we are on, of course, the famous FakeOtube.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're...
That's exciting.
It is exciting, I know.
Yeah, it's time to get out for us. We've been hiding and doing our little work for like 5-6 years now, right? And I don't mind then.
Don't hide. Promote yourself, for sure. Everyone go to whiterabbits.info and go.
Thank you for the shout out. Great.
No,
it's not ready yet, but there is a lot of info already.
And
you can sign up, and
you're also
I promise not to respond too fast because we are so busy, but we will respond as soon as we find messages or requests. We don't have moderators. Or nothing, you know. We're just starting on a shoestring budget.
What are your favorite places on the internet to research? And do you research more about Canada because you live here? Or are you just looking at the whole big picture all over the place, all over the world?
Yeah, I like to go all over. And my sister as well.
Mm-hmm.
And because I believe
I do amazingpoly.com, like Canadian researcher.
Yes.
And also, we like the Rebel News.
We like Rebel News. Amazing
Poly. Yeah, Rebel
Poly.
News.
Yeah.
Amazing Poly. And, you know, like, there are other Canadian channels, Press for Truth.
Yeah.
We go to Odyssey. We go to Brighton. Now we're exploring all the free speech platforms, what we find, because we ourselves getting censored all the time. I put up my products on Zazzle.ca and they censoring my facial mask and my t-shirts. But on the other hand, I had a few very radical truth bombs there, which they allowed to put out. So, but if I have anything like Q pen, like means Q open, right? Or Q understand, like understand, or any of those I made, they don't allow me to post it. So,
yeah. Well, I actually tried to register something with the word Corona or COVID at the very beginning last year, and they deleted it within a week. I think I tried to put something on the Zazzle store at the very beginning in 2020. They didn't allow that either. So this is a long-standing policy. They were ready for all of us a long time ago. This is nothing new, so for sure.
Yeah.
What do you think of, are you following the Kevin J. Johnson story in Calgary?
Oh,
yeah,
the
pastor,
is that the pastor?
You know, Kevin, I do.
He's running for mayor.
Yeah, but we love the guy, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit brash. He's sort of he's not a typical Canadian where he's very loud and boisterous, but yeah, for sure, he's definitely...
He's a voice for us, for sure.
And he's in jail. Can you believe that in Canada? He's really a political prisoner. It's crazy.
It is. It's very scary what's happening, but we cannot be scared. We must fight. We have to unite. We have to put our differences aside because we are being conditioned all the time to hate each other just because you have polka dot tie on you or whatever stupid reason. We must stop this because, you know, this Q, they say, is a psyop and this and that. But it's true. United we stand, divided we fall, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So but that's what's happening right now.
Let's get Q-nited. That's what I used to say.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Q is definitely a psyop, and it's definitely there to sort of discredit people that are looking into it with a lot of crazy things. They put some truth, but they mix it with crazy. So it is a little bit dangerous in the sense that it makes people that look into this kind of stuff a little kooky. So we have to be super careful because if they promote Q in the mainstream media, then you know that normies are looking at it. And then when it goes crazy, then they look at you as crazy. That it's a very simple association game. So I don't really want to promote or identify with Q because Q is a relatively recent psyop. So I have been doing this for a lot longer than that. So I definitely don't identify with Q. I only identify with Fakeologist, which of course is the name of my website.
My opinion, everything which is has truth behind. They want to debunk like it's a psyop. That's my experience, what I find. Everything apply, like people who telling the truth or try to tell after they ridicule them or they tell them a shield. So the shields tell the people they are shields. So they turn over always this game. Don't believe always this side either, because I think Orbot has misinformation.
And if I could say how I see it, is that we can look at the positive aspects of Q, because there is a lot. You can get informed. Maybe it's a psyop and just partial information, control, disclosure. I could believe it true. But still, first of all, everything the dark do is backfiring. So even this movement, because that's what usually happens. And what could be Q is that after they were pressured to tell the truth to the people, at least to a certain degree, this ruling class, 13 ruling class family, always fighting who's gonna own the planet and the people, and I think it's could be just a power struggle. So after disclosure, the people still would wanna have this type of pyramid type centralized power, because after we're gonna find out on a global scale that most of them are pedos, Nobody would want to have a centralized government. So the way I can view any type of controlled opposition or any of that nature is to try to grab on the people so after the truth will come up, they still can maintain the government. But we have to keep in mind, if we gonna vote for again, after this closure, a pyramidal type of government, we always going to give room for corruption, and that the people going to be stuck at the bottom of the pyramid. It's not really a system which will give us freedom or prosperity, because it's a type of shape. It has it's funneling out the wealth from the people towards the elite. And the way I imagine this pyramid power structure, most likely have a pyramid turn on the top, upside down, so it works like, you know, that type of sand clock kind of shape, the two pyramid, okay. And the upper invisible part of that pyramid basically funneling all the wealth out to the Uranian or reptilian, whatever entities, empire, you know? That's the way I vision this whole thing, so I don't want to support really any type of centralized government. Mm-hmm. I believe more of a local, you know, grassroots movement and all that stuff.
Right. What does Chi-Chi say to all that?
What I see?
Yes, actually, yes, you said this.
I'm not fan of any government. I think all government a big thief, and we can govern ourselves much better. That's my opinion, but just personal. I think people much smarter than any kind of government up there. But if it's coming to govern ourselves, I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's, they didn't govern us, they steal everything, and, you know, they want to kill us.
What's
now,
your take so that, on... What's your take on John Tory and Thug Ford?
Pardon me?
John Tory.
What's your take
on...
Well,
you know what? Yeah. If I turn CCTV on, you have to ask my boyfriend. Takes me 2 minutes, and I'm losing it, because I see those nanobots talking, you know? They like zombies. I don't know if they injected them with something. None of them look real human to me anymore. None of those guys.
Right.
Maybe I'm too radical. I take that.
And Biden look like a clone falling apart.
Yeah, like I wait for Biden any time collapse, you know, on the stage, like, you know, the battery gone out or something like that.
Right.
It's really crazy.
What do you?
I really get frustrated with the Canadian news, like these mainstream ones, because it's propaganda 24/7 about COVID and fear mongering, and I don't buy it. No person who born into a communist country will buy.
No.
And we are here in Canada, guys, to tell you this. And you know that our BS meter is really working much better, and you can trust us because of our experiences.
Yeah.
Wake up and help to liberate the Canada, because it's an excellent country, worth to fight for. Love you guys.
when the Berlin Wall fell and basically the Iron Curtain lifted, what was it like in Hungary? Did communism just... Did the propaganda stop right away, or did it keep going? And I believe we're talking about 1990, 1989. I guess you came here before that, though. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll let my sister answer that, because I was here in 1987.
Okay.
So talk about when the communisms fell.
Oh, that was my fabulous days.
Come sit here, too. Sit here.
Well, it's fun because our generation just could not take this brainwash no more, I think. And, you know, the Western culture already was sticking to the country, all with the rock and roll and hippism and
all the musicians, you know, all the lyrics, so people woke up for that another world exists, not just this communism. I think a big scale, right? Mm-hmm. But my generation, we kind of indigo, so we came with a little we were already a little angry for this communism, let's say. Not angry like kill someone or anything, no, but we just could not take it no more, our generation. We was really strongly opposed everything. So it came down really fast in my time, yes.
So when, but what about the propaganda? When did they stop the propaganda? Did it stop right away?
The propaganda always stops when people don't believe it anymore. Mm-hmm. That's happened.
So did that stop in... When did the Iron Curtain lift in Hungary? What year was that? Was that 1989? What year was that in Hungary?
Yeah, around there, yes.
Did the propaganda just stop suddenly in 1989? Did they stop lying to the people?
No, the propaganda never stopped, but the people stopped to believe it.
But they kept pumping it out even when the Iron Curtain lifted?
No, it's a different thing, you know, with this new world disorder, I call it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a nice time after, really peaceful, and everybody was happy and partying. It was a really big break from it. But now, because we are in this new world disorder and Agenda 21, the propaganda overload again. But how we I perceive in Hungary, people are wake up, like a lot of people protest there today. They're not gonna do this very easily there, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have history to look
back. Yeah, people 4 years after communism not believe too much on the government anyway.
But Canada is so young. Canadian people don't have any comparison, at least not as much as a European, to look back to communist countries of 4 years. Like most of the news from those countries here doesn't reach the mainstream that much, you know. Only an alternative news you can find if you search, like more detailed news items from Hungary, right? So,
like in Hungary, the minister don't believe all this new world order either, so that's why they oppose him. They do the same thing like with Trump. They want to shut him up, basically, on every level. But, you know, we have 4 years communism experience, so our country in there, which is, I don't know, 20 years, I'm not was there at least, even more. But I contact with people, so that's why I know they oppose this much more than here, I think. Because Canada, it's a country, they had really nice life here and democracy. People still trust the government. They trust they up to some good. So it's a different scenario, you see.
Yes, yeah, oh, for sure. We're a young country. We've never experienced communism. We have enough people from communist countries, though, that they should be sounding the alarm, and they should be out there, too. What do you think of Artur Pawlowski, who said he came from communist Poland, who is speaking out? What do you think of him?
What his name?
You kind of breaking up.
You're breaking up.
Oh, Artur Pawlowski. Artur Pawlowski. He is the...
Yes.
What do you think of him?
That's a part.
I admire everything he does.
Yeah.
Praise for that man. And you know what? We are really the one from communist country. You can help Canadians to tell them that, look, what they do is wrong, and it's really communist / fascist, and help to raise awareness, because you people in Canada really have it good, you know, all in your life. And you really need to hear us, because we have ground to really, what I said before, compare. And like, for example, I grew up in Hungary. I was 8 years till 13 years old. We lived in a huge, this old, old building. And there were so many old lady lost their husband, you know, couldn't clean the big window, and I was a kid, help them. So I always talk to them, and I heard many stories about the Holocaust time, the communist takeover. So we grew up
listening these stories, but Canadian people have much less of those old people around them who have memory of the war, you know, who could tell them what is the true experience of tyranny, scarcity, and anything of that, yes, and propaganda. So that's why I think right now Canadians locking a bed behind to recognize the tyranny, but I see more and more people are waking up.
100,000
and I know Canadians will not accept this regime.
No, they won't.
Because we were taught to tolerate each other's differences, religions, and these are all talk to our heart. They cannot take that away from us. And that's their demise, that they are all globally underestimating human intelligence and compassion. And I think Canadian people, they may appear a bit cooler than a temperamental European or Italian, but they all have hearts. You know, just because they were more conditioned not to express their feelings and everything, especially here in Ontario, Toronto, more business-like, than as opposed to probably a more artistically oriented city. But still, these people here have hearts, and they're not going to allow their kids to be abused too much longer. Only thing, the first step to recognize for them that they are now under a different regime and what it really means.
So you think that you see some hope. When is the hope?
Oh, yeah.
When is the hope going to start?
I see hope, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I see hope in the people, but not in the government. At least.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yes, I see hope.
What is the key thing to waking people up to this tyranny in Toronto specifically? Is there anything that you can see, point out to people that you think is going to make people aware, at least in Toronto? Is there anything we can say about our premier?
I went to the school here. I went to the school here, and I wrote on the school. Like, I even made a photograph. It was there 3 days until they washed it. I really pressed the sparse pandemic, because it's a factual info, right? Mm-hmm. They can go there and download it. So I send them to my site through that wall mural and also, I mean, text, ma'am, whatever you call it on the wall. And I send them to the site and also to InfoWar, because InfoWar made a video exposing this sparse document.
Right.
So it was very effective.
Mm-hmm. It's on FakoTube. Actually, it's my most popular video that I put on there 6 months ago, 78,000 views. The SPARS pandemic, 2025.
Yes, I saw it.
Yeah.
Yes. So I think that's such a factual information. I also tell everybody who I want to wake up on the street, go to stopthecrime.net, amazingpoly.net, anywhere. I send them anywhere they can see facts, right?
But the best way to do just everything.
FakoTube.com, send them there.
I go, let's say, shopping. Pardon me?
You can go write FakoTube.com on the school.
Yes, I will. Because, you know, on YouTube there is, and I'm also in a way of setting up two more websites. One gonna be the InRise Movement, but I'm already on YouTube advertising to people that they don't have to wait for anybody's savior. They have to take a crayon. Go on the street. That's what I suggest. Go on the street, because every news which is valid and have some truth is censored. So pick your favorite alternative news channel or any channel like Fakeologist, for example.
Yeah.
You can get factual information, or even my site or whoever's site, doesn't matter. No ego have to be involved in this. Just take your favorite info warriors you are all, where they can find that now, because we are moving from YouTube, we moving to the free channels. So let the people know, Brighton.com, certain channel maybe on Brighton, yeah, or Odyssey. And this way, we can fight big tech with low tech, you know?
Yeah, well, I think big tech is behind a lot of the other low tech, so who knows who Brighton is or all these people. You know, FakoTube, that's me. That's about it, a very small website. What's your take? Do you know anyone that's been Quaxine injured? Do you believe in the stories about Quaxine injuries? Are they true, or is that atrocity propaganda?
I don't think it's a propaganda, because I personally know 3 persons already dead around me who got vaccinated recently. Yes, and I also heard about the... Also heard about the respirator murders in the hospital. And, you know, I have a story, a friend of mine, son, who was super healthy, I won't say names, super healthy, got into a hospital in January 2020 and never came back alive, ever.
What did he go in
just
the hospital
in a matter
for?
Of few days, they, with the respirator, they said his lung exploded. Mm. Tell me, a 30-year-old guy lung, how going to explode?
Oh, my God. So,
super
healthy. What did he go in the first place for?
He went in to eat some tablets, and something was with the tablets. They said overdose, but I don't even think he went that far.
Well, that's
but
sad.
What happened is that his lungs were pumped with that respirator, so it blew up.
Oh, yeah, super
even
dangerous.
If you get
super
the
dangerous.
Worst overdose,
oh,
wouldn't
yeah.
get
the
that.
Respirator is very dangerous if somebody doesn't set it right. I was listening to some of the nurses that went to New York City in 2020, and they said most of the people didn't know how to work the respirators. Or the ventilators, rather. And if you press the wrong button, you will blow up a lung. And it doesn't take much to put it on the wrong setting, and it's game over. It's just so dangerous, obviously. Anything that inflates the lungs is super dangerous. Super dangerous.
Not by accident. They use this, like a last resort when nothing else helped. Before,
right.
They never really used this, just the last resort. But now it's coming like normal, use it on every patient. I don't understand, you know, because this is like really was a last, you know, when you have no more chance to try something and you try the respirator, that kind of stuff.
So do you know anyone that's been Quaxine damaged yourself besides that story? Do you know any stories?
Well, I think it's still unfolding.
Right.
Well, we only have a handful of friends around here and now because of the lockdown, you know. But I know 3 persons who are already died after 2 weeks.
Really?
And I only asked them, did they receive the vaccine? And all the 3 cases, they said yes.
Wow. Any autopsies?
Yes.
Any autopsies? Did they do an autopsy on the bodies?
They don't let anybody get autopsy these days.
Is
you cannot
right?
go to the hospitals and stuff. Mm. Like this man who lost his son due to that respirator couldn't go to the hospital either.
Really?
Yeah, you can't even visit your relatives. So for that.
And you know what is the funny thing? I'm a painter. I go around with my friends with painting places, decorative painting or regular painting. So last year they still called me to work, and I went by so many hospitals, it's not funny, and the news was saying all of them is overwhelmed. Well, most of the parking lots were empty. I looked at the emergency everywhere. I see no sign of crisis. I saw much less people than usual. All last year I was observing this. This year I don't get out that far because they don't call. My calls are stopped, you know.
Mm-hmm.
for painting for this year.
What about activism? Do you go downtown every Saturday? There's a Saturday protest. Apparently there's one this weekend.
Yeah, I know. I want to go down. Yes, I haven't been down yet oh, but I will definitely want to go, yes.
Yeah, if you're not too busy, you should maybe go. What do you think of people like...
Yes, I would love to make pictures,
Yeah, you
too.
Should. What do you think of Chris Sky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I made a mask for Sky. I said,
no, what
Chris
do you think
Sky
of Chris
came
Sky?
From the sky.
What do you think? You like Chris Sky?
Sorry, I look like I have a phone.
Yeah. That's your boyfriend calling. Probably listening to the show. Yes. Down boy, down boy.
I'm here, Chichi. I talk to you until... Tell me what would you like.
What do you... what do you think of Chris Sky? He's a Canadian.
I don't really know. I don't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, take a look at Chris Sky. TheRealChrisSky.com. He's got a website. You should take a look at that.
It's a shooter?
No, he's one of the biggest Canadian protesters out there, and he's on InfoWars.
Oh.
He's gone all over the place.
Well, maybe I know him just that by name. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe,
he's a
maybe
yes. He's
following the protests.
Yeah, you should definitely take a peek at him for sure.
Okay. I love every protesters are opposing this new world disorder. I tell you that much.
What year did you come to Canada?
Oh. I came because my sister was missed to me all the time. I was a half person.
No, what year did you come, though? What year?
1998.
Sorry, guys. 1998. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why did you guys choose Canada?
Oh. Tundi got married here 10 years before I came.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it. It's not. We choose the peaceful country for sure. But that's happened. She fell in love with a guy who came out like at the end of summer to her.
I just came to visit and I stayed.
Yeah she stayed. So. Yeah, Tundi sit back. Come.
Well, you're not gonna believe this, but I have recording from somewhere here where I'm talking in Hungary, 16 years old, that I like it here. I never, because all my friends wanted to leave Hungary, and I'm telling them, I like it here. I never gonna leave from here. And then I ended up coming here visiting my friend, and I stayed here. So, see, we never can say never.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so you had
so
a friend.
So that's the way I got here.
Oh, so you had a friend over here. I gotcha. That's interesting.
I wasn't an immigrant or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I am definitely am, but from the whole world. If it's going to keep going like this COVID hoax, you know.
Well, where can you go? Really, there's nowhere to go, is there? You can't. Is there any? There's not really any.
We have to fix this.
Yeah, you have to fix it here.
Yeah, we're not running away. That meaning we are, you know, chickens. We are staying here and fight for mankind's survive, right to survive, you know, because they are splicing our genes, opening it up with this vaccination to accept demonic forces. It's, I call it speciesism, like putting something in the gene so it can accept a new way of human, like,
yeah.
Which gonna be more like, you know, Dr. Kerry Medel call it human 2.0. Maybe that's a good word for it, to describe it.
Yeah.
Do you
really
true, because I went on...
Yeah, do you really believe that?
Well, I went after their site, and one of these sites who have this about the vaccination, unfortunately, I can't call it up which one right now. But it has even the logo of a branch. Start with a V, like symbolizes the double helix in our DNA. And from one branch of the V, there are other branches just like tree branch, you know, opening up to be able to accept a new species to grab your DNA on that. So I'm not too scientific, but that was my understanding of that symbol on their logo. And even I find a video on other lady was describing it very similarly. So I guess there is something in it.
Yeah.
Well, the transhumanism agenda just kicking right now. I mean, in the vaccination, a lot of nanotechnology already proven, so...
Well,
I don't know, I cannot see.
Yeah. Or it could just simply be putting proteins and plant proteins in the blood, and they're highly toxic. It's the same thing they've been doing for over 100 years. I'm not a big believer in... I don't believe in genes or DNA or any of that. I think it's pretty simple that they're just using putting things like proteins that don't belong in the blood, and it causes a severe reaction because the blood can't process these kinds of things. They're not meant to go directly into the blood, and people just have a bad reaction. I really don't believe in the hocus pocus that they're pretending that they have all this technology that they can do all these things.
Well, if you don't believe, go on YouTube and look those videos when the guys get vaccinated, and they show it to you, the every kind of metal stuck into them, on them skin. Like, they became very really strongly magnetic.
Do you know anyone that that's happened to?
I see the YouTube videos.
I don't know, maybe I have to go to my neighbor and stuck a fork on her forehead. Because I told her and her daughter not to get vaccinated. And they did get vaccinated. Yes. But you know, you cannot do that to people. You cannot walk up there and say, oh, let me see.
You can ask them.
I think we're going to see more of this if it's really true, unfortunately.
It has to have some reason, like all over the world, people posting online this kind of recording, they magnified by them skin, something they put their metal and stuck to them. So
I saw the videos.
I'm not a scientist, but this is to me common people like you and me. I don't think they were paid trolls. That seems to me like that. But we see. We see.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I still don't think there's any gene injections. I don't think they're changing our genes. I don't think any of that.
Well, unfortunately, it could be true because there are videos on free speech sites where you can see CIA and FBI and all those secret up training talking about vaccinations to make people less religious, in quotation mark. Right? And it works basically the same mRNA kind of
behavior.
And they can control behavior through microwaves, frequencies, which they blast over the towers.
Yeah. I don't believe any of that. That's all hocus pocus to me.
But sorry, guys, I gotta go doggy walk. I come back. Be with you. Nice to talk to you,
Chi-Chi. Well, on Monday, nice to talk to you. Anytime, come to the audio chat. Well, usually I do about an hour these days. I usually talk for about an hour, so we've gone about an hour. And it was very interesting talking to you, Tunda, and you're also White Rabbit.
Thank you. Same to you. And hopefully Canada and other countries see what really happens and how a person who already lived this have a type of perception about it. So
actually, I'd like to add, I'm surprised with Canadians because in 16s, we started this all Trump craziness, you remember?
Right.
I remember the American people had much less time to believe all this believe that like everything based on propaganda. And here in Canada, I think people woke up for this fake propaganda much sooner. That's my opinion, how I see it. So while I have a good hope for Canadians, actually.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I think Canadians are super compliant. Here's a little video that...
Yeah, it's true. Just because we are nice. Yeah, because they believe good things, but then they're going to see it's not a good thing, this new world order, which is like a new world disorder. So when they're going to see it's a disorder instead of an order, they're going to be not supported. I believe that.
I mean, in schools, parents are already rising up against this critical race theory BS. When we heard critical race theory when we were in school, it never existed. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So people are abandoning it as much as they can.
Sorry, guys, I gotta go, doggy boy.
All right, go get your dog. Nice to talk to you, Chi-Chi. Here, well, listen to this video here.
Attention, please. Canadians and Americans have always had a playful rivalry. As a Canadian, it's hard to admit that Americans are just better at some things than we are. Things such as falsifying election results, paying top dollar for medical care, as well as creating and destroying global terrorism. However, there is one thing Canadians are better at than just about everyone. Following orders without asking why. Hi, I'm Barry the Park Ranger, and in my five seasons, I've seen some pretty crazy things. Like an earthquake, an 800-year-old tree falling, and a grown man crying at the sight of a grizzly. And after 5 years, we've never closed. But now, I'm shutting down and depriving everyone of this epic nature spot. Because I am Canadian.
My beavers!
I am compliant.
Yeah, it's kind of a funny... kind of a funny little video.
Yeah, that's not... Excuse me. Yeah, that's a play for sure. But also, if you see how much people gathering in downtown, you can see a Canadian not that close-minded for doing something good for the people, you know? Because they waking up, that's what I see. They waking up slowly but surely.
I think there is much more awakened people than we see and aware of it. Because I go around my neighborhood and I find out that when I mention something, oh yes, I watch Polly. I get these answers back.
No,
I watch
good.
Amazing Polly. So that's good, you know, from unexpected people, you would never think they know about Polly. And then I myself introduced Amazing Polly Works to my neighborhood, and people are noticing it. They asking me more information. So there is a certain curiosity for certain type of people, for sure.
No, that's very positive. That is positive. So you're positive that things are getting better. And no, that's good to hear. That's good to hear. And it's been a year and a half. It's been a year and a half. So it's been long enough. So people have had enough time really to adjust and figure out that this is not going to go away anytime soon, especially in Canada.
No.
And I think because Canada is...
I don't see people in double mask. But I used to tell them, take three, you never know. Just joking. But yeah, we have all both sides, but I think it start to go a little more bigger number who waking up. And that's really hopeful.
No, that is good. Okay, ladies, well, thanks for joining the site. I appreciate talking to you.
Thank you very much.
It was nice to hear from you.
Thanks for inviting us. It's awesome.
No, come back anytime. Leave comments. Join the audio chat. We've got an international audience here. We've got Benoit. He's from Switzerland. We've got English. We've got Australians.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah, we've got a huge international audience.
Nice. I like what you do here, so I'm going to come back and look around so much you have here with all the different links. And so we're going to keep in touch.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And don't hide. We could meet somewhere in Toronto when you have time, at least. We see each other face. It would be
you know, it's nice to put a face on a person. I'm not really... this was my ever first time I did a FaceTime with you guys, you know, earlier. So
yeah,
that's
yeah.
why I'm saying, a personal... You know, when you know a person face, it's always a bonus, you know, but it's up
I
to
agree.
You. It's not mandatory.
No, no, I agree. I agree. I agree. It would be nice to get together, have a fakeologist... meet up in Toronto. I'm really yes. surprised there are not that many Toronto people in this group. It's really shocking because this is a very large city. And
maybe we don't do a good job. Maybe we have to advertise it more, you know. maybe I have to ride on those balls more. So yeah, next time I ride on the ball, it'll be your side for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll make a photograph, post it for you.
Oh yeah, that would be great. That would be great. Just don't do too much vandalism, but yeah, for sure, write in chalk or whatever you want to do.
No, use chalk. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, yeah, you
because
guys.
Because like
that's
kids
good.
Draw with chalk, so it should be okay. Yeah, that's what I do. If somebody wanna do, you can buy spray chalk too. Yeah. At Canadian.
You guys live in North York. What did you think of the van attack on Yonge Street in Toronto a few years ago? Did you believe that?
I don't believe any of this. It's just too fast flag to scare the people, make them believe we have so much crime that we're willing, we're going to hand in our guns. And then when they round you up with the SWAT team to take you to FEMA camp, which is in the plan, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's the plan. We have to know the plan, at least.
Well, that's
so
more U.S.
You have nothing to protect yourself.
That's more InfoWars. What did you think of the Toronto thing where the guy drove the van down the sidewalk? That's your neighborhood, North York. You remember that?
I don't know if I particularly followed that one, but I've seen so many shootings. And what exactly happened there? I heard something.
They said a guy drove his van down the sidewalk running over people in North York. You know, Young and Sheppard.
Oh, because of they said it's like Islamophobia, right?
No, no, that was this year. This was a few years ago, actually, and it just came to... Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I heard a little bit of it.
Obviously, you live in the area. It didn't make that much of an impression on you, so it couldn't have been that big of an event for you guys if you don't remember it.
You know, let me put it this way. If it's a mainstream media tell you, I believe nothing. I believe nothing.
That's right. Very good.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
I lost all my trust. I'm sorry. Never really had too much, but now absolute zero.
Now it's gone. Yeah.
I think they're making all types of false flag to sway the people's
to
perception
the order,
into this whole
narrative
end game. You know, that's
so
what I see.
I gotta go to your
they create.
Bye,
they're
bye.
Using mind controlled people. To shoot, oh my God, I heard God talking and I had to go outside and kill people. I've been in Canada since 1987, and before, let's say 10, 15 years before, I never see people go crazy and start to shoot or make a hit and run with no reason, like a gang, some gang-related stuff. I think it's a deliberate false flag agenda to... could happen for many reasons. One of them is disarming the public. Other one, to create some type of opinion about a certain group of people to support certain agendas like this Islamophobia and all those stuff. I know so many Iranian people. They are so intelligent. I went to school with them, you know. I don't think in mass they gonna fall for what happened just like in this last month or this month about that, you know, shooting or whatever happened with, they try to sell it as an Islamophobia. I don't believe in that, you know. And if I do, I'm all kinds of phobic. That's it.
Yeah.
So So people must come to their senses and be, and not buying what the media tells them about this certain group of people and that, until they go and research it for their own self, and then they can form their opinion. And in after that, they still gonna say, oh, I don't like this group of people, I respect that. But just by the hearing the media and believe whatever they're saying is truth, it does not work anymore. I'm sorry.
Okay, excellent. Alrighty. Well, oh, another good website I just found is MilesWMathis.com. Actually, I noticed that there's somebody impersonating his website that came up on the Brave browser. That's pretty interesting. I'm using the Brave browser and the Brave search engine, and it actually doesn't bring up the real Miles Mathis, which is not good. So you got to be careful with the some of these browsers.
Yes.
Interesting.
I'm sure when I'm on Twitter, some people might make false, you know, these trolls, they make false account about shooters. Because I have so much questions too, you know, sometimes I have this feeling, but I really don't care, you know. Let them do what they want, we do what we do. And let's see who's gonna have more people beside them by the end, you know. We don't have to be afraid of any of those methods and intimidations. Maybe I get away from the subject a little bit. Sorry.
No, it's okay. All right, well, I'm going to close the show. We've been on for an hour and a half.
Yes, okay.
It was nice talking to you. Thanks for coming on, White
Very
Rabbit.
Nice, thank you.
And
I appreciate the shout-out and everything. Thank you.
No, take care. And participate, and share the site. Okay, so we're going to end the show now. It's June 24th, 2021, 10:01 in the p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. And we will be back Saturday morning for the Rick and Rollo show. And then we'll be back Sunday for the regular show. Thanks for joining, and have a good night.